Let me bring in Tanya Lumsden, who contacted us. Tanya, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. The reason you contacted us, you're looking for a wedding venue.
I am. I'm looking for a wedding venue for our mum on short notice. But the real reason I contacted you, Joe, was we put a post up on Help Me, I'm Getting Married yesterday. And we have just been overwhelmed as a family with the love, kindness, support and karma. All the good karma, as the lads were talking about, has just flooded in. We are lost for words. It's absolutely magic.
And so who's getting married when and why are you looking for help?
Mam is getting married to her partner of 20 years and we're looking for help because she was taken into hospital there in January with pneumonia.
Okay.
And that was fine. She had COPD and a few little complications, but that was fine. We just thought it was the pneumonia and we were all called, myself, my sisters and a couple of other family members were called to the hospital and it wasn't stage one, it wasn't stage two, it was just bang, stage four cancer, not curable.
Oh my God.
This is the deal. So travelling was out of the question. So we asked, Mom, what do you want to do? And she said, I want to get married. And I said, I don't know how we'll make it happen, but we'll make it happen. And thanks to the kindness to everybody on the page, the last thing that we are hoping to secure on short notice, which I do understand wedding dates are like gold dust to these people, just a venue on short notice.
Oh, you're looking for a venue? For when?
For next 2 weeks.
Oh, within the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, okay. Next week maybe a little bit longer, but we don't. We're on a race against the clock, sadly. But
and what size venue? How many people does your mum want to and her partner want to invite to the wedding?
Just 60, just small.
60. Well, that's 60. And where are you living? Where's your mum based?
Mum is based in Coolock.
Okay.
She's based in Coolock. She's currently in Beaumont Hospital at the minute.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Probably listening to me.
Okay. So you want somewhere on north side of Dublin, generally?
Yeah, just somewhere in the region of the hospital should anything, please God, go the opposite direction. Just somewhere close enough for her. And she's actually wheelchair bound as well, so that's a big thing as well with a lot of the venues. So
So you want somewhere where the venue, the room is on ground level and is wheelchair accessible, hopefully. Well, even if it's not on ground level, everything should be
just
accessible.
Or anything else, because that kind of rules out.
Okay. I'm told your mother is on the other line. Adrienne Lumsden. Adrienne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
How are you keeping?
Not too bad.
Where are you now?
Trying to keep my spirits together. I'm in Beaumont.
Okay. And why did you say that on your bucket list is to get married?
Yep. We've been together so long and through so much together.
How long have you been with your partner?
Oh, well over 20 years.
Oh, well done. Well done.
And, we could have done it sooner, but we buried his son 3 years ago. He committed suicide. So, things have been an up struggle.
So we're looking for a wedding venue.
Yeah.
And that's wheelchair accessible. That's near enough to Beaumont Hospital, which is near the airport where people know where it is generally. And but you want to, any preference for a day of the week, Adrian?
Not at this stage, no.
Okay. But you'd need if what day is today? Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. You'd need 2 weeks to tell people and organise it, wouldn't you? And get people to the venue and sort out the venue and pick the meal or whatever and what you want to have. Because is that the type of wedding you want? You want a sit-down meal?
Yes.
Turkey and ham, salmon or whatever, steak, whatever people do. You want a sit-down meal and then a nice venue that maybe has a nice bar and you can have your company of your friends in a nice intimate surrounding.
I'm making fine to get married.
Okay. And have you, did you tell Anthony? Did you tell your chap?
Oh, he knows,
I hope he proposed.
No, he's getting dragged up the aisle.
Is he there by any chance?
He's not at the minute, no.
No, okay, he ran, did he? He ran when you rang the ring. So he's not being dragged up the aisle.
You're
going arm in arm because you love each other and you want to. Can I ask, Adrian, have you been married before?
I was, yeah.
Okay. So this is second time round, and as you say, you've been with Anthony for over 20 years. So everything, yeah. you're now, as the fella said, you're now free to get married, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, none of my business, but you are. Of course you are. Of course you are.
Yeah.
Okay, venue, north side, north, well, anyway, we'll take anywhere at this stage. Because, Tanya, have we got everything else, by the way? Is there anything else? Well, venue is a pretty big demand, but what else have we got?
Oh my gosh, Joe, like there's nothing else. Like there's still comments going on the post at the minute.
Okay.
There's people from wedding bands to decor to photography.
Oh great, they've all come through, have they?
Oh, just date pending now. I have to have a date because obviously they might have.
Oh, the date depends. Okay, we need a date now. Have you a budget, Tanya?
We do. We've managed to get a budget of €2,000.
Okay, for 60 people now. That's,
unfortunately, with the time and the everything else that's kind of come into it, it's all what you have.
It's what we do. But as you said to me, the clock is ticking and you want to do it ASAP. Now, listening, I'm told, is Caroline Hall. Caroline from Carnegie. Is it the Carnegie? I was in this yesterday. Carnegie Court Hotel?
Carnegie Court Hotel.
Oh, yes.
In Swords, yeah.
And I happened. This is total coincidence. Total coincidence. I was there yesterday following the funeral of a magnificent legend from Ballymun, Mary Bourne, subsequently moved to Swords, who died after an incredible illness, as to say, bravely born, but she died on Sunday. A wonderful, wonderful woman. It was a privilege to be with her family yesterday. And we went. I'd never been in it before. We went to the Carnegie Court Hotel. Okay, I won't say anything else about the hotel until you tell me, Caroline, what's available. Is tomorrow fortnight available for a start?
Well, would that be the 14th of June now?
It would, yeah.
We would be delighted and privileged to host your wedding at the Carnegie Court Hotel.
Well done.
Oh, my God.
So congratulations, Adrian.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Everybody that donated to this, I just can't thank everyone enough.
No, we're absolutely delighted and privileged to host your special day.
We are
I'm so happy.
Grateful.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, my God.
You just made my dream come true.
Yeah, so we have a beautifully newly refurbished castle suite. We'll have it all decorated for you and everything.
Oh, my God.
So, okay. it's a very special day.
Okay, and I, as I say, it was totally coincidentally. I don't think I met you yesterday, Caroline. I met Sophie and John and Sarah and Martine and various other great staff. Lovely hotel, and it's very wheelchair accessible because if it's the same room we were in yesterday, is it on the ground floor, Caroline?
No, it's actually on the first floor, but there's a lift up.
I saw that. Great.
It's a family run business. It's open since 2001.
Okay.
But again, I said we've newly refurbished castle suite, and it looked the business now on the day.
Well done. Oh, well
thank
done,
you so
Caroline.
Much.
And Caroline, Adrian, you're very, very welcome.
Caroline,
Joe, Adrian,
it's Tanya who contacted us and yourself. But yeah. Caroline, we have a budget. 60 people is a lot. We have a budget of 2,000.
Yeah.
Will you be able to manage that?
Oh, I'm sure we can.
Because I'm looking at some of the wedding prices, you won't get far, and we won't get far on €2,000, but you're prepared to
stay in that. For the special day that's in it, of course, yeah.
Okay, there's more men in black have been on. I think they've been contacting Stephen Mangan to do the music. The airport view hotel are going to give you spa treatments. Caroline, did I misunderstand? Can Adrienne and Anthony, if they wish, do they have a room in the hotel?
Absolutely, the breakfast is available for them.
Oh, God, you're giving,
no problem at all.
I think I'll ask for a room for myself at this stage. You're saying yes to everything, Caroline. Yes to everything. That's magnificent. Now, well done. It's in the centre of Swords.
Yeah.
Adrienne and Tanya, which in itself has a lovely bar. The food was lovely. We had turkey and ham yesterday, or salmon. Everyone said it was absolutely gorgeous. And the staffers, take my word for it. I sound like a PR man, but I'm not. This is, when I came in today and Tara, we were talking about this and I said it's going to be, I didn't mention the name of the hotel I was in yesterday. I didn't, never thought of it actually.
Yeah.
And then Tara shouts into me there when I was talking to Adrienne, the Carnegie Court Hotel. I've been on, and I said, that is the hotel I was in yesterday. But anyway, magnificent, Caroline. Thanks indeed. How many staff do you employ, Caroline?
I don't know the exact number now. There's over 100 anyway.
Yeah, they're great staff, as I said.
Yeah.
Tanya, what do you want to say to Caroline of the Carnegie Court Hotel?
From the bottom of our hearts, we'll pay this forward to the rest of our lives. We're really grateful. We cannot put it into words, honestly.
You're very welcome. Even, on behalf of David and Mary, who own the premises, they're absolutely delighted to help out.
Well, that's great.
I'll tell them I said thanks very much to everybody.
We'll pop up and see you on the day anyway.
All right, talk. We'll exchange all the details. Adrienne, how are you feeling these days? How are you?
Well, in between pain and that now, I've just made everything a little bit better.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit better and just over the moon.
Okay.
Over the moon.
Well, we wish you well, Adrienne. And obviously, you're a magnificent woman, given what your family are doing for you and the lengths they've gone to. And as I say, enjoy your big day and indeed the run up to it as well. Kind regards to Anthony, and I hope the day goes. By the way, are you again? Have you a celebrant? Do you need anyone to marry you, so to speak?
We have.
Nothing else we can do except get a hotel, and the Carnegie Court Hotel and Swords have delivered.
You've done more than enough, and everyone else who's come on board, we are just so, so, so very thankful.
Okay, who's Stephen? Stephen Mangan, quickly, Stephen.
How are you, Joe? How are you?
Good.
Joe, we just supplied the pre-wedding entertainment for them up in the Carnegie Court. If that's okay, we can supply free of charge. So we're Kulak based ourselves. And we do the ultimate Michael Bublé show is what we do.
Okay.
So we'd love to do the pre-wedding entertainment for you.
Okay, we'll put that on the list. Thank you, Stephen Mangan of thatsentertainment.ie. Does Michael Bublé. Sarah Stevens from the Hat Society, no less, in Dundrum. Sarah.
How you do, John? How are you?
Good. You're listening, and you know of the situation. What are you? God, I sound very blunt here. What are you offering, Sarah?
Well, I don't know. They seem to have everything, but if they haven't got bridal headpieces or any hats for the guests going to the wedding, sorry, I'm a bit emotional.
Okay.
Very close to my heart, and I'm willing to just supply them, all the family with hats if they haven't got hats or the bride hasn't got a headpiece.
Okay.
We've had hats at the Pippa Middleton wedding, so why not?
you had hats at the Pippa Middleton wedding? Well,
yes,
done.
We've had hats at the Pippa Middleton wedding and everything, so
thank you so much.
Adrienne, are you minded to wear a hat or a fascinator or whatever?
I'll take out and let's go on this.
You know, you're wearing two or three hats. And Sarah, can we put Anthony in a hat?
No, I don't have any men's ones.
Okay, so. But Sarah, why did you say it's so close to your heart? It's obviously resonated. Something has struck you.
Yeah. Just a very close friend at the moment. Very hard.
Okay.
Do anything at all.
Yeah.
Absolutely anything.
And Tanya alluded to it there. Good karma. That what Tom and Gary, who suffered catastrophic injuries in the workplace, and both of them decided not to sue, and both of them said, led by Gary, that it's brought nothing but good karma into his life. And then Tanya used the same phrase, and there's a lot of good karma around today, Tanya. And
great karma with Irish people, really.
Yeah, and it's aimed in the direction of Adrienne and Anthony. We wish you well, Adrienne, over the next 2 weeks. I hope tomorrow, the weather, June the 14th, the weather should be hopefully lovely as it normally is in June, and as I say, the venue was lovely, and there's also around the corner, isn't there, a lovely park for photographs, Caroline, behind there. Yeah, lovely. Okay, enjoy your day in the Carnegie
thank
Court
you
Hotel
very much, and will you just give me your daughter a big hug and tell her I said thanks very much.
Okay, so
for everything she's done.
Are you okay, Mum?
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Thanks very much
for
everything.
Okay. Not at all. You can't get more. You can't get nicer than that. A lovely family. No. That's Adrienne Lumsden and Tanya Lumsden. And Adrienne is now getting married tomorrow fortnight. VIP magazine, please copy. And Hello magazine, please copy. And she'll be getting married in a hat supplied by Sarah Stevens, which will be even nicer than the hats she supplied for the Pippa Middleton wedding. And that's in the Carnegie Court Hotel in Swords tomorrow fortnight. Okay, thanks to everybody. 51551.